It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 14th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Whether we're talking drones, cyberbullying, or hacking attacks, the saying goes, technology moves quicker than policy. That hasn't stopped the White House from pushing for a host of new cybersecurity initiatives this week, all ahead of President Obama's upcoming State of the Union address on Tuesday. So we wanted to talk to somebody about the technical details. Matthew Green is an assistant research professor at the Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Do you have a sense of what the government does want to do and what some of the technical challenges might be there?
Well, there are certain things the government's proposed that are concrete. They want to have more information shared between the private sector and the government. But at the same time, given what we know about, for example, the NSA, a lot of people are very concerned about this idea that the government is now going to be kind of reaching out and listening to more of our data and getting more information from corporations about what individuals are doing. So until those things are nailed down, it's very hard for us to know whether they're good ideas or not.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, do you think it's even possible for the government to strike this balance between treating this like a consumer protection issue while advocating for total surveillance by the National Security Agency?
So I think that total surveillance is probably a bad idea, except in the very worst cases, things like where we're already in a real war and maybe there's a cyber war going on the side. I think that the real protections are the kind of retail protections that we already need to take against any hacker, which is that we need to make sure that companies start deploying better technology, that they have some incentive to spend money on security. It's not glamorous. You can't just send the NSA out and say, fix it. You have to actually put incentives in place for companies to spend money on security.
Now, you're talking about incentives. Let's talk about disincentives. Part of the proposal being put forth by the president here is that we change the ways in which we prosecute cybercrime. Would that change the way that security professionals and law enforcement think about cybercrime?
Well, I mean, I have to say that the one problem we don't seem to have is a lack of aggressive laws that can prosecute people who commit cybercrimes or hack. So the government is very powerful when it comes to throwing the law at people. The problem it has is it has a very hard time finding the really dangerous hackers or the ones who are actually doing the most damage.
One of the scariest things to me as I learn more about this stuff is how difficult it is to attribute beyond the shadow of a doubt where a hack attack came from.
Yep. And so that's why in a lot of the cases where you see prosecutions of cyber attacks and hacking, it's almost always because the hacker or hackers, they did something stupid. We have to imagine that the NSA and the military has some better means to do this kind of tracking. And they're very sure, for example, that the Sony hack came out of North Korea. But in terms of legal standards and in terms of the kind of evidence you can present in court, it's very, very hard to be absolutely sure that an attack came from where you think it did.
Matthew Green is an assistant research professor at the Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute. Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, UK Prime Minister David Cameron was also talking about internet controls across the pond this week. He specifically called out encrypted messaging services like WhatsApp and Snapchat, asking this question.
In our country, do we want to allow a means of communication between people which even in extremis, with a signed warrant from the Home Secretary personally, that we cannot read?
Not quite the same as some of the headlines you may have seen suggesting Cameron wanted to ban encryption and Snapchat. He was actually talking about giving law enforcement access to data if they get a signed letter from the Home Secretary, which is the British version of our Homeland Security Secretary. Cameron plans to meet with President Obama this Thursday. Microsoft's Kinect motion sensor is getting better, and an interesting idea was floated in a company blog this week. The possibility that Kinect, which is most often used along with its Xbox gaming console, could be used in retail. Like, walk into the JCPenney's and a Kinect camera scans your face and delivers you a more customized shopping experience. Useful or creepy? Let's talk more with our friend and technology columnist at the New York Times, Molly Wood. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Ben. How's it going?
I'm a little freaked out, but maybe I shouldn't be. Connect tracking me as I move in and out of stores?
I wouldn't be too worried because it turns out all kinds of things are tracking you as you move in and out of stores.
Oh, man.
But yes, there was a sort of a little interesting tidbit from Microsoft about how they could potentially use Connect to help retailers recognize shoppers when they come in and personalize the shopping experience for them.
This is Minority Report, but perhaps slightly less cool and terrifying scenario.
Yeah, well, there aren't any holograms or giant moving billboards. But yeah, you know, the pitch is actually pretty straightforward, which is that you've got this network of cameras that could look for people, recognize them by face. And if I sound blasé, it's partly because a lot of this technology already exists and is being rolled out in stores right now.
But they're being rolled out in terms of iBeacon and things like that?
Exactly. Right now, what you're seeing is a lot of stores are installing these beacons, which are small, low-power radio transmitters that can communicate with your phone. You could get coupons or sort of personal recommendations when you come in the store. But I have to be honest, installing Connect systems throughout stores is a lot more expensive and complicated than these beacons. And customers who might be willing to get coupons on their phones might not be willing to have their picture taken so that they can have a more personal experience in a store.
Our friend and technology columnist at the New York Times, Molly Wood. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Okay, listen, we're not going to track you or scan your face, but you should totally say hi on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.